Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, man.
If you missed the morning mess this morning,
you got to help me.
Here's what you missed.
Okay, all in favor of helping Katrina get revenge on her hubby, Aaron, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Yes, indeed. Good morning, Katrina.
Hi, good morning. How are you guys?
We are so blessed this morning. What is going on with the hubby, though?
Oh, my goodness. He got me pretty good. He's been complaining a lot over the last couple months about not really getting a lot of action in the bedroom.
Uh-oh.
And where it's not that, you know, we've not fallen into, like, the sunken blaze or anything. It's just I started a new gig. The kids were out of school for the summer. I didn't have the energy, honestly. I just was tired. I'm going to keep it real.
Dang, girl.
But he's been, like, complaining about it a lot. And he thought it would be funny to tell me that he was going to go and get it from someplace else.
What?
But his way of doing this was to create, I don't even know how he did this. Like, he must have changed someone else's contact in his phone or whatever. But he sends me a screenshot of a conversation with him and my sister that's saying, hey, you know, me and Katrina are not having a good time in the bedroom. And my sister, in response in the screenshot, is like, oh, well, don't worry. You don't have to go far to get it from someplace else. Mind you, me and my sister are so close. I love her to death. I called her and, I mean, when I tell you, shredded her. She has no idea what I'm talking about. It was the weirdest thing ever. He calls me back and I was like, ha ha, I made that up.
So he set it all up so that you think your husband and sister are hooking up.
Isn't that sick? It's sick.
What? How? So, wow. Okay.
And also the time that it took for him to do that. You know what I mean? Like, he really took the time to try to get me good. He could have just bought flowers. No. Mm-mm, not his way.
Oh, my God.
So that's why I need your help.
Yeah, you definitely do, girl. That's a lot of unnecessary effort. That effort could have been put into something else.
Right, I'm saying he could have just sent flowers.
Did you let him Elvis that pelvis that evening? Hello.
Oh,
no?
I was mad. It's like, I'm laughing about
I
it.
I said,
well,
for the money.
Shall we?
I took him for the show.
Shall we?
Three to get ready.
No? Okay.
No!
So obviously he got a good laugh at that.
I mean, he got a great laugh. And in his head, he's like, that's payback for not getting any nookie. But I don't really think that that's not, you know, getting you back like that.
Yeah, because now the whole family is involved. That must have been so awkward for you with your sister. And I'm sure your sister told your parents. Your parents told everybody else in the family. Because you know how word travels.
Here's the thing. They know I'm married to a crazy man.
Oh.
Okay, so it's normal to them.
I guess.
Crazy is normal. Hey.
He's just defaulted.
Same in my household. You know,
oh,
crazy
really?
Is normal. Oh, yeah. Crazy is normal.
Yeah.
If you're normal, that's crazy. I feel you. What's his name again?
Aaron.
All in favor to get Aaron back, say aye.
Aye.
Yes, indeed. Aye. So this is what we're going to do. We're going to give you a minute and 37 seconds of our showtime, Miss Katrina. We're going to give you a minute and 37 seconds to coax him into baby talking to you live on the radio, Miss Katrina.
Mm-hmm.
Without him knowing he's live on the radio. That way he embarrasses him in front of the whole Valley of the Sun.
This is so good. I'm so excited.
Crazy is normal in your household, so I feel like this is right up your alley.
This is right up my alley.
I love the sinister in your laugh. I appreciate it. I'm guessing that he's baby talked before, or you have like a really good way to get him. Oh, wow. Okay, that was loud.
Now you're dipping into our bedroom secret.
Hello.
Oh, you nasty girl.
Okay, Dad. All right, so he has no idea we're going to eavesdrop as well as the whole Valley of the Sun. Make sure you text all your family. That way they're listening to Live 101.5 as well, okay?
Of course.
All right.
I cannot let anybody miss this.
All right. Cupcake Call. It's up next with Aaron on the line. It's your morning mess. Don't you move.
It's time for Cupcake Calls with the morning mess.
You're my honey bun sugar cake. Yummy, yummy, yummy. You're my sweetie pie.
Oh, you want to do that cupcake call? Do you? Oh, do you?
Okay, we're back with a cupcake call. We talked to Katrina moments ago. So her hubby decided it would be funny to play a little joke. Since he wasn't getting any alone time in the bedroom with the wifey,
oh wow,
he decided to play a little trick and make it look like on his phone that her sister was trying to holler at him.
Ooh.
Now, Katrina, you didn't fall for this at all, or did you kind of fall for it at the beginning and get a little jealous?
I skipped the whole decision making, is this plausible, common sense, and went straight for attacking my sister. I fell forward pretty hard.
Ooh. who's the better looking sister, you or
what?
Her? Let's be honest here.
We're both pretty hot.
Both pretty hot.
Oh, my God. I cannot believe you asked that question.
I know. I've dated girls in the past where I like to Elvis that pelvis, one of their sisters, man. They look,
Katrina know what I'm talking about.
Oh, my gosh.
Katrina, we're going to put a minute and 37 seconds on our showtime. You got a minute and 37 seconds to coax your hubby into baby talking to you live on the radio. We're going to eavesdrop. The whole valley is eavesdropping. Did you text your family to make sure they're listening to Live 101.5 as well?
I can't let anybody miss this. Of course they did. Oh,
I love this. God. I'm on this Elvis thing. I don't know what it is.
I don't know what this is.
Never mind. All right, let's call Aaron up and let's embarrass him. It's time for revenge. It's a cupcake call.
Hello.
Hey, babe. How are you?
Hey. I'm good. You know, it's at work. What's
up? Okay. I know that you said you were going to have a really busy day today, but I have something to tell you, and promise not to get too excited. Also, you can't tell anyone.
Yeah, sure. What's going on? Is everything okay?
I think so. I haven't gone to the doctor yet, but I just took my third pregnancy test, and it says all three of them have said that I'm pregnant.
What? Really?
I know. Yeah, I know.
That's so great. Three tests is pretty good, right? I mean, that's like,
you know,
you're pregnant.
I didn't want to tell you at the first one. I'm just, I don't know. I was super nervous. I have my doctor's appointment.
I'm gonna leave and come home right now.
You don't have to do that. I mean, isn't this great?
Yeah.
I want you to talk to the baby. I'm gonna put the phone up.
You want
me
to talk to the baby? You're gonna put it up to your stomach?
I want you to talk to the baby. Yeah.
Yeah. Put the phone up to your stomach. Put the phone up to your stomach. Let me talk.
Okay. Hold on. Okay. Hello? You can go ahead, babe.
Hello. Okay. Hi. Daddy's so excited to meet you. I don't know how Daddy and Mommy made you when Daddy doesn't even get to go in the kitchen. But Daddy loves his little bun in the oven so much.
Okay, I think we get it.
Aaron.
Yeah?
We have to let you know you're live on the radio with the Morning Mess on Live 101.5, and you've just been cupcake called!
Oh, my goodness.
Wait, what's happening?
Katrina, do you want to explain to the hubby why we're on the radio right now?
This is payback. I couldn't resist finding some way to pay you back for that screenshot that you texted me that was terrible. But also, I couldn't resist using it as an opportunity to tell you that we're pregnant.
Wait.
So wait, you are pregnant?
Wait, okay. So you are or aren't pregnant?
I am pregnant.
What?
So being pregnant wasn't a joke?
No, it wasn't a joke.
Oh my God, congratulations. I thought you were lying.
No, I am.
This is crazy.
Aaron, are you there? Pregnant. Are you alive? Yeah.
And I look like an idiot I sound like an idiot.
You do, right?
You really, really do, though. Aaron, you look like a big idiot right now, but
stop.
You're an idiot that's going to be a daddy now.
Yay!
Amazing.
You must have Elvis that pelvis.
Oh, these are so stupid. This is amazing. I don't even know what to say. So, like, what, I'm guessing you're in your, like, first trimester or something?
Yeah, just the end of it. And I actually already have a doctor's appointment to confirm, but I wanted to keep it a secret until I, like, knew for sure. You know, you never know with pregnancy.
Oh, my God. If you name that child Elvis, though, I'm going to have a real problem. Like,
you guys are crazy. I told you my house is crazy. You never know.
This is great. I'm going to leave and come home.
Well, she's already pregnant, so.
Oh, my God.
Well, the good thing is she can't get pregnant again, if you know what I'm talking about.
She can't get more pregnant.
Easy on the cleanup. You feel me?
Ew! What does that mean?
You guys are so funny.
Cupcake calls.
This is really awkward.
Every weekday morning with the Morning Mess on Live 101.5.
I love you, baby.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.